Aircheckdownloads.com.
Not a bad little tune, Odyssey and Inside Out. It's a 11:15 right now in grey old London town. And we've had a lot of things sent to us over the past week, all of which are on their way to this building at this moment via the raised section of the M4, hopefully. One of them that arrived last week was a limerick. Remember we asked you to send us limericks? Here's a chancy little number. There was a young lady from Bude who went for a swim in a lake. A man in a punt stuck an oar in her ear and said, "You can't swim here, it's dangerous." It's good, isn't it? So a little prize it on the way to you, whoever you are. Probably a Radio 1 t-shirt or something like that. Picture of Tony Blackburn. Right, here comes the record of the week. It's sent to us by a lady who wishes to remain anonymous, and quite rightly too. It's really awful, but funny as well. Patrick McNeehan, Honor Blackman in this strange little epic called Kinky Boots. Strange, but that's attractive in a sort of perverse way. Patrick McNee, you can see him in the bowler, can't you, in the rolled umbrella, saying, "Leather is so kinky." There are 20 million women wearing kinky boots. That was out about 10 years ago. Thank God there's 10 years between then and now. That's a record I've been slathering over all week. Isn't it wonderful? And it's nice to know the Bee Gees have still got it in them, because they wrote that one. Little Leo Say are performing there deliciously and hitting all the right notes too. 21 minutes after 11 o'clock, and seeing as I haven't got any jingles of my own, I'll play somebody else's.
Colin Berry.
There's a name you don't hear of too much these days.
Brian Matthew.
There's another one.
David Jacobs.
Whatever happened to all these guys? He'll be saying that about me soon. Oh, dear. Isn't it awful? Radio 2, they're so cheapskate. They haven't bought me a jingle yet. I have to make all my own ones. Then I'll leave them at home. Oh, I'll tell you what. Before we have...
Long ago when we were young and free.
Let's have a bunch of this.
As the moon is big and bright.
Come on, everybody.
What a jolly bunch that was. I haven't got the list to tell you who it was, but it was too obvious for words. Okay, the show starts now. You all right, Lo?
Thank you.
Phew. Yes. Thank you for all letting him pass with me cartridges and cassettes and things. Okay, what have we got for you now? The script's just arrived as well. Oh, winners to last week's contest. Have you got them, Andy? Here they come. Bated breaths all over the country as we bring you the winner of that fab watch that's also a radio with the little headphones that stick into the side of it. Wonderful little thing. Dear Ken, here's the winner of the competition. We had hundreds of entries, but most of them only had one answer. Did we ask more than one question? Two questions. Ah. Dear Ken says, Philip Seeley of Haygrove Road, Bridgewater, Somerset. Congratulations, Phil. He says the answers to your competition are Star Trek, correct, and American Pie by Don McLean. Correct as well. Congratulations, Phil. This funny little digital watch with a radio inside and a pair of headphones that you cram into the side edge of the watch is on its way to you this very day with our best wishes. 2 minutes to 11:30, and now a small commercial message.
For 4, 5, maybe 6 extra puffs.
What are you going to do? That was old what's-his-face, Steve Gibbons, or somebody. Was it Steve Gibbons? Steve...
Miller.
Miller, thank you. Thank God you're back. It's up for 11, and that was Abracadabra. We have sing-along with the Beatles in a minute with something from With the Beatles. You all know it's an awfully famous thing. We'll take them away and leave you to sing the bits. But first...
And now, on the Cuddly Ken Show, it's contest time! Woo!
Yes, indeed. No prizes today. Who needs prizes when there's fun around? We're going to give you the answer straight after the next record. But first, the question... This one's backward, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah, no, I don't care. They didn't say.
Now, there's only one record that sounds like that. It was a comedy by some guys from the BBC television service doing a show. That was probably their most famous hit. Have a little brain twirl, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Yeah. Ah, what a rip-off. That was The Beatles, and I Have Got Another Girl. And it was from Hard Day's Night, not with The Beatles. Or some other film. 25 to 12. It's all done with string and elastic. Okay, contest time. Did you guess that it was this? Nice record. Shame about the scratches. Never mind. I'm going to ring them up and get the master tape. Then it'll be totally crackle-free for you this time next week. It's the anniversary of the guy who invented the first digital calculator today. Blaise Pascal. Posh name, innit? Blaise Pascal. Jerry Keller's 45 today. And Errol Flynn. Do you remember him? He was a swashbuckler. He was the person with the most buckled wash you've ever seen in your life. He used to swing on vines up to these people, these women with big dresses, and say to them things like, I've loved you all my life. But you only met me yesterday. That's when my life began. Back to digital calculators, Nora. I got one here that plays tunes. Listen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Or you can have them all at once. Is that sweet? You can even have your telephone number. Hang on. What's my phone number? Oh, yes. And here it is. All in one go. My phone number. Give us a call. Right. I bet some swine out there has probably got it. It's 20 minutes to 12 now on whatever station we're on at the time. Oh, and yes, it's somebody else's birthday as well. Come on, guys. Quick.
Happy birthday to you,
Brian Wilson, 40 years old today.
Happy birthday to you.
He wrote lots of lovely stuff. We'll be playing lots of it later on in the show. Jolly harmony stuff. But first, a record that you'll probably switch off to some other channel for. Coward. It's wonderful. A listener sent it in saying this record is on the Upsetter label, actually. And it's quite true, that. Spinning Wheel by Mel and Dave. You ever heard it? Mel and Dave. Spinning Wheel. You know Spinning Wheel. Well, now hear it as you've never heard it before. Halfway through the record, she sings out a tune for the first minute. And then suddenly, she loses the entire plot. Ooh. See, anyone can make a record. Mel and Dave. Mel and Dave. And Spinning Wheel, watch out for their new forthcoming album. It's called... And then they got a follow-up just called... But now it's...
Over and 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 over.
Yes, folks. Time for a contest de pour.
And this one's dead easy. We'll give you the answer after the next record. But first, the question. It goes like this. What the heck is this first inch of well-known oldie by a Liverpool star?
When.
The new McCartney single, Take It Away. 12 minutes to 12 o'clock. Well, our clever dick technician got it right. Did you?
When you
doodle-dee-doodle-dee.
Through the star,
I'm here. Your head up high. And I'll be freed.
I love echo machines, don't you? You should get one. It's fab. You just sit at home going,
ah, yeah.
You can be Elvis in the privacy of your own home on the Ken Everett Show.
Around the world cruise and a check for £10,000. Just some of the prizes we're not giving away this weekend. Hello, Kenny Everett here with news of this Saturday's show. It's the show there's nothing like.
There is nothing like it.
She's right, folks. Not only more contests, but also the best of Captain Kremen.
Kremen of the Star Corps.
Kremen of the Star Corps, heralding more of everything. It's...
fresh, vital, socially significant, pungent, limpid, and smutty.
Well, that's a good idea for a record, isn't it? You can, if you want it to last twice as long, just halve the speed. Still sounds okay. Sort of slow jive.
Life is long.
No, maybe not. Hang on. It's 8 minutes to 12. And that can only mean that it's time.
Time.
Time for the Fascinating Fact File.
Do you realize that today is the anniversary of a rumor sweeping London that a Grand Army Spectacular was about to take place, and a crowd of 20,000 people duly assembled on Wimbledon Common? Suddenly, a government official announced that the rumor was false. Nobody believed him, and frustrated at the non-appearance of the military, they set fire to the heath. The local authorities couldn't cope, so a detachment of guards was rushed from the barracks to help. And taking the easy way out, they quelled the riot by staging the review. Twits. That was 1812 that happened. That fascinating fact there.
Well, that's about it, stuff fans. We'll have more for you at another time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, what?
I was going to do something really important now, and I've forgotten what it was. I'll have to think of something else terribly important. Oh, yes, of course. It was this. It's one of those... All you've got to do is unravel it and tell me what this big hit was. God, they're easy today, aren't they? It's Liverpool. Yes, it's him. Whatever happened to him, I wonder? Answer in just a moment. It's 11:56.
This program is being brought to you by Kremen Psychedelic Facial Tissues, the only product that lets you blow your mind as you blow your nose.
Thank you. It's 11:56. The sky's getting slightly brighter. And the weather forecast for Anglais is as follows. Cloudy with showers or longer outbreaks of rain, but southern areas will also have sunny intervals and western Scotland should stay dry. And that's an order. Well, I was summoned to the cinema a couple of weeks ago to watch the new version of Fantasia by Walt Disney. If you've ever seen Fantasia, you'll know how truly fab it is. And it was done in about 1932 or something. But the soundtrack is a little tatty now. So they've kept the pictures, all those lovely coloured pickies, and they've added a new track in digital stereo. Great tunes from that film. Here's one of them. We got some more after the news. The Mickey Mouse bit, you know, where Mickey chops the broom into millions of bits and then everything runs riot and the whole audience drowns. It's wonderful stuff. That's called The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and we have that right after the news. And look, golly gee, it's 12 o'clock.
This is Chris Aldred at the Radio 2 News Desk.
Aircheckdownloads.com.